أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين هماز مشاء بنميم مناع للخير معتد أثيم عتل بعد ذلك زنيم أن كان ذا مال وبنين إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين سنسمه على الخرطوم إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فأصبحت كالصريم فتنادوا مصبحين أن اغدوا على حرثكم إن كنتم صارمين فانطلقوا وهم يتخافتون ألا يدخلنها اليوم عليكم مسكين وغدوا على حرد قادرين فلما رأوها قالوا إنا لضالون بل نحن محرومون قال أوسطهم ألم أقل لكم لولا تسبحون قالوا سبحان ربنا إنا كنا ظالمين فأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتلاومون قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا طاغين عسى ربنا أن يبدلنا خيرا منها إنا إلى ربنا راغبون كذلك العذاب ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون
And don't follow the one that is despicable, ready with oaths, slandering, and going about carrying tales, preventing and hindering all good, transgressing deep in sin, cruel, and apart from all this, base, born, illegitimate, just because he is a man of wealth and children, when the words of Allah Ta'ala are recited to him, he says, fables of the ancient. So we will brand him on his snout, on his nose, and we try the Quraysh and the Meccans, like how we had tried the people of the orchard when they had left their homes in the morning with a firm resolve that we will gather our fruits, and they didn't even make any type of reservations and exceptions, but didn't even say inshallah that we will do this, or it could mean that we will gather our fruits all for ourselves without any exception, won't make any exception for any needy person. Then a storm had struck their orchard, storm coming from your Rabb, had struck their orchard whilst they were asleep. Then by the morning it was like a dark, desolate spot. Then they cried to each other in the morning, they called to each other in the morning, أَنِغْدُوا عَلَىٰ حَرْثِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ that go towards your orchard if you were to gather your fruit. So they departed speaking in soft tones that no destitute and poor person should enter you this day. And they broke the morning with a firm resolve. And when at length they saw their own garden, their own farm, then they said, indeed we are lost. In fact, we are shut off from the fruits of our labor. So the one that was best amongst them said, had I not told you to glorify Allah Ta'ala, then in repentance they turn glorifying Allah Ta'ala, inna kunna zalimeen, glory be to our Rabb, indeed we were in the wrong. Then they turned to each other, reproaching and blaming each other. And they said, "Ya waylana," that indeed all of us were transgressing. So all should make tawbah. It may be that our Rabb will replace us with an orchard better than this. Indeed, we do turn to our Rabb in repentance. Such is the punishment, and the punishment of the hereafter is far worse if they had only known. This is a story of a person, a wealthy, prosperous farmer, perhaps situated in Yemen. And it was his habit that when the harvesting season would come, he would give a very reasonable amount to the poor, destitute, orphans and widows. Very reasonable amount. Perhaps one third of the crop was given entirely to all the poor and the destitute. Then came along his three children, and when they succeeded their father, they thought to themselves, our father was an old-fashioned person. He didn't know what's going on. Now our needs have doubled and tripled. Now we can't be giving out in charity, and we can't be showing that level of generosity that our father used to show. Now we need all this wealth for our own selves, our children, like we see in this day. We forget the traditions of our elders, how they spend freely in the causes of deen. Now we need to enjoy this wealth ourselves. Those days are gone. So they were discussing all this and not realizing that they had forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that had blessed their father would bless them, provided they had trusted and relied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and behaved correctly. But their behavior went off. They had forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they forgot that it was Allah ta'ala that had blessed them with this type of prosperity. They had forgotten all this. Now, they left the morning with a firm resolve that لَيَسْغِمُنَّهَا مُسْبِحِينَ, we will gather the fruit all together for ourselves, and made no exception. Everything is only for us, nothing for the destitute, nothing for the poor, nothing for the needy and underprivileged, everything for us alone. Now, this type of statements, forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are very, very dangerous. They come with their consequences. To say this, and by the night, their farm was struck by a storm, catastrophe coming from your Rabb, whilst they were fast asleep, they didn't even know that their farm was struck. Then they left the morning, they started the morning saying to each other that go to your harvest and Allah yadkhulannaha al-yawma alaykum miskeen, let no poor and needy person ever come to you this morning. So they went out with a firm, sound resolve. But when they reached, they said, no, perhaps we have lost our way. They couldn't even recognize and identify their own farm. It was burnt down and broken complete. Then when they looked around, they realized it was their own farm. Then did they say, "Bal nahnu mahrumun," rather, we are shut off from the fruits of our effort and mehnat. So, أَوْسَتُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, then the best amongst them, whilst they were discussing this whole thing in advance, that we will not allow any destitute to come, we will gather the fruit and enjoy ourselves. So the one that was understanding, the brother that was more blessed, he warned them, he cautioned them, that did I not tell you that you should glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, don't think that you're going to be spending in the cause of Allah ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala doesn't have the means to replace you. You will spend and you will go on spending, and Allah ta'ala will go on replacing you in proportion to how much you spend in His cause. So you did not have that yaqeen and the faith. So did I not tell you to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this person was amongst the best of them, and he had cautioned them. But then it was too late. Now they repent. So everybody struck with that calamity. The ulama kiram explain that just advising people is insufficient when they're going wrong. The one that is advising them, after advising them and admonishing them, if they persist on the wrong, then he should separate himself. This person did advise them, the one that was more understanding, He didn't explain them, but he did not desist, he did not move away from his whole group. He remained with the company, and when he remained with that company of his brothers, then the calamity that struck their farm struck his farm as well. So both, all of them were struck equally. Then at length they came to their senses, asked for repentance and forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala replaced them with something far better. وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ Then Allah Ta'ala gives a note of caution. This type of calamities that do come, really for a believer they are meant to be a blessing. Before it becomes irreversible, before you step into the hereafter, and that punishment becomes irreversible, then Allah Ta'ala strikes you with a small, minuscule punishment, little difficulty, that you open up your eyes, come back onto the cause, don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such is the punishment that is in this world, but the adab of the hereafter is far worse because it's irreversible, it comes and it's there to last. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ For the righteous in the presence of your Rabb are gardens of delight. Should we treat Muslims like criminals? What's the matter with you? How unfair do you judge? Do you have a book to study wherein it states that you have all what you will choose? Or do you have an oath binding upon us, reaching until the day of Qiyamah, that you will have all that you decide and all that you demand? Then ask them, who of them can stand a surety for this? Or do you have partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then produce your partners that you say you have, if you are telling the truth. How marvelous this verse is. Should we treat Muslims like criminals? Those that are devout, those that are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can't be treated like criminals. In this world, then there isn't justice that is executed completely. Though the states and the rulers may say that we accomplish and we maintain justice, but we know that justice is not accomplished, not executed entirely. The one that is influential, the one that is affluent, he calls the shots, he decides, and the rest of the people, they are marginalized and they are deprived of the blessings of justice. So if it were that this world, the unjust, the wrong, the transgressors and oppressors, they got away scot-free, without any problems, without a scratch, then if they are blessed in the hereafter, that means, na'uzubillah, there is no justice in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala's system requires justice, requires fair play. You got away from here, well and good, but that doesn't mean that you get away in the hereafter. There you'll have to pay very dearly for all the mischief, all the wrong that you had committed. So in the plan of Allah Ta'ala, when He is so wise and He is so perfect and He is so powerful, then that power, that system requires that there must be some just justice. So that will be the plane where justice will be meted out entirely. So that Muslims cannot be treated like criminals. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ And the day the shin will be exposed and they will be summoned to bow down before Allah Ta'ala. Now they will not be able to do so. Their eyes will be lowered and disgrace will be covering them. And وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ They were summoned to bow down previously whilst they were sound and healthy. When they were healthy and sound, then they were summoned to bow down and they refused. So now on the day of Qiyamah, when they are required to show that submission, now they will not be able to do so. فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ Then leave me to deal with the person that rejects this message. By degrees, we will lower him to punishment in ways that he can hardly perceive. Degrees, slowly, gradually, but surely will bring him down to disgrace, will humiliate him and expose him to punishment in ways that he can hardly understand. And we give them some respite, for our plan is mighty and powerful. Do you ask them for any remuneration and for any type of reward for your mission, that they feel burdened with the load of debt? Am indahumul ghayb? Or do they have the knowledge of the unseen, that they write down all this information? Then be patient, persevere, for the command of your Rabb. Allah Ta'ala will decide. Things will come to an end and justice will be meted out. So just persevere for the command of your Rabb to be issued and be not like the person of the fish when he called out, when he was in distress, had not the grace of Allah Ta'ala reached him, had not the grace of his Rabb reached him, then he would have been thrown on the shore in a state of disgrace. But Allah Ta'ala had accepted him, had chosen him, and made him of the company of the ones that are very righteous. And the unbelievers, when you recite to them the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they stare at you as though they will drop you by their sides, the stiff look that they give you. When you recite, as though it seems that they will pounce on you, they will cause you to fall just by the stiff looks that they give you. When they listen to the message, they say, this man is possessed, na'uzu billah. This is no more than a message for all people.